Layla Bloom. I'm the curator of the Stanley and Audrey Burton Gallery at the University of Leeds, and I'm responsible for this fantastic exhibition, The Jewish Artists in Yorkshire.
Okay, so we're here at the press opening for Jewish Artists in Yorkshire. It's rowdy. We've got a
klezmer band, tents playing in the background. It's a bit loud. Yes,
it's great. There's a fantastic atmosphere tonight. Lots of people around, milling around.
Absolutely.
I just want to know what kind of inspired the exhibition. What kind of led to, you know, this exhibition coming together?
Well, it's actually part of wider celebrations across the city for the 150th anniversary of the Jewish community here in Leeds. And that's the anniversary of the building of the first synagogue in Leeds. I think it was actually a few years ago, but the celebrations have been going on for some time to celebrate this. And when we found out about this, we thought this was an ideal opportunity to celebrate not only the amazing artists in our collection, but also to pay tribute to some of the great patrons in our history. And, of course, the name of the gallery, the Stanley and Audrey Burton Gallery, is named after some fantastic Jewish patrons. So we're really thankful to them as well as the artists.
So to what extent then is the collection on display, and what kind of percentage would you say is from loans and guest kind of
in the artists? Exhibition?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I would say about 20% of it is ours and the rest is on loan. We've been really lucky. We've had loans from Leeds Art Gallery, Leeds Museums and Galleries, I should say, because they also lent us social history objects, Bradford Galleries, Gallery Oldham. So we've gone far and wide to find work in the region that can help us tell the story and kind of, you know, show off our works to the best advantage as well.
So what kind of story were you trying to tell as a curator?
I think we were trying actually to show the diversity of the community. There were a lot of people who were concerned when they heard about the exhibition that we'd be trying to pigeonhole people into some sort of ethnic stereotype. But I said, no. What we're here to do is to celebrate that it is a very diverse community and it's one that's been very important to Leeds. That's the reason for celebrating it. But we specifically chose works that show this range of responses to Jewishness. Some people are very in touch with their faith and they in fact depict their faith, and some of the artists, it doesn't figure at all in their life, and it's just about their background and who they are, and you know, it doesn't show up in their artwork, but it may have formed them as a person.
So I suppose then it does raise the question of what does it mean in 2013 to be Jewish? You know, is it a faith thing? Is it a community? Is it something else? Or is it all of those things?
I think that's up to Jews and Leeds to define for themselves, really. And that's the point of the exhibition, is that, you know, in the same way that the artists interpret the world in many different ways, some through the lens of their Jewish identity, some not at all. You know, it can be just a religion for people. It's certainly an ethnic heritage for a lot of people, and some people have very little connection to it. But you know, it's up to the person, and we're not trying to prescribe that. But we do want to celebrate this particular community at this time when they're celebrating their history, I should say.
So, what has the reaction so far been from the Jewish community?
Well, I'm actually overwhelmed tonight because this is the most popular private view we've ever had. I mean, I don't know the numbers yet. We'll have to count them at the end of the night. But it's been crazy. We ran out of wine. We had to bring out the kosher wine, which we were reserving just for the religious people to serve to everybody. And that was only, you know, 50 minutes into the exhibition opening. So it's been very, very busy. And actually, I've had a lot of people from the community, even before the exhibition, who have heard about it, getting excited about it. We had two new gifts to the permanent collection of paintings by people hearing about it, saying, actually, I've got a work by a Jewish artist, I'd like to give it. And we said, you know, well, we can't fit into the exhibition right away, but there's two works hanging in the main room, one by Alfred Cohen, who actually exhibited here in the 70s, and that was given by his family, and the other one is a work by Joseph Herman, given by a local woman, Mrs. Ruth Hurwitz, in honor of her husband who died and who chose the work. So I think the response has been very enthusiastic. You know, people have a lot of pride in this sort of heritage, which is wonderful.
And have you found the same kind of reaction by a non-Jewish community in Leeds as a kind of wider community?
Well, absolutely. I think we were very sure that we didn't want this just to be just about the local. We wanted to show how some of the local artists had a national profile. So there is a mixture of artists who have that sort of profile, like Jacob Cromer and Epstein, and people who have a name nationally, as well as artists who are perhaps better known locally, and also some contemporary artists who ought to be better known, but maybe in the future they will be more widely known. So, I think it was very important for us to show the place of Jewish artists in Yorkshire, but also in a national context.